How do you build social capital? People build social capital by having richer relationships with each other. That takes time. It means you need to create the conditions in which that time happens or is allowed. Now, many people, myself included, would say, oh, come on, that would just happen naturally. And maybe it should, but it doesn't. When I was running my first software company in the States, I gradually realized that one reason we were stuck was because people in the company didn't know each other, they didn't trust each other, they didn't help each other. They were very individualistic, they were very task-oriented, and so information didn't flow. And there wasn't any malice, it just wasn't there. So I'm very interested in companies that I've studied recently where they may synchronize coffee breaks, so people do get together. They're eliminating mugs on desks so that people have to be in the coffee room. They're eliminating eating at desks for exactly the same reason. And they're investing quite heavily in all sorts of, you know, cool mechanisms to make sure that people really get to know each other. And this may sound crazy, but the truth of the matter is companies don't have ideas, only people do. And people don't do their best work until or unless they're in a climate of safety where they feel they can trust the people around them. And that will not happen if you don't help promote it.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.